Blog Talk Radio. good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. CDC, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad and elated that you have stopped by today for the broadcast. We have another exciting topic today to talk about, and if anyone want to talk on the subject, feel free to hit one on your keypad, and I will bring you in. Well, we'll have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for who you are and whose you are. We thank you for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for opening doors for us that have been closed against us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. We know it's going to be short. It's going to be 30 minutes today, but we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in each and every person life that tuned in. And I thank you for everyone that will tune in or either come in on the archives later or listen through Facebook. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise today and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Today our topic is, do you have spiritual amnesia? Do you know what amnesia is? It is simply memory loss. Sooner or later, you may have amnesia. But today we're talking about spiritual amnesia. You know, there are many things in life we would like to forget. Simon Peter probably went through a big portion of his life wishing he could forget that he denied the Lord. How many of you all out there today have denied the Lord? But it is doubtful if he ever forgot that day. I believe one of the things plaguing Christians and churches today is spiritual amnesia. How many Christians seem to have forgotten their obligation and responsibility to the church? I want to say three things about spiritual amnesia: the cause, the cost, and the cure. And our tag words we'll be using throughout our broadcast today is amnesia, spiritual, cause, cost, and cure for spiritual amnesia. You know, when you think about that, many Christians seem to have forgotten their obligation and responsibilities to the church. I want to say these things about our spiritual amnesia. First, it's the cause of it. You know, the cause of spiritual amnesia is neglect, one of them. This means to be careless, not to care. This is the sinner's plight, neglecting to be saved. You can find your chapter, the verses over in Hebrews 2 and 3. Neglect is also a problem of the saved. Overlooking or neglecting a problem of the widow is found in Acts 6 and 1. Thus, the office of deacon was founded in the church. Paul exhorted Timothy not to neglect the gifts within him. You'll find that in 1 Timothy 4 and 14. We are to use the gifts that God has given to us. Don't bear them. Don't put them on the ship. Don't bear them in the flower pot or ground. Some was told during the reign of Hezekiah not to be neglected. You'll find that in 2 Chronicles 29 and 11. You know, Peter had in his latter years grown to the point he could say, I will not be neglected. How many times have you all been neglected to do the things God have commissioned you to do? Not just only told you. He didn't commission you to do. How many of you all have put things on the back burner, and when somebody bring it to your attention, you conveniently have spiritual amnesia? We find that among the saints of God, and especially during the pandemic, so many people now have spiritual amnesia. Just hold on a minute. Let me drink a little water. Neglect to add to our faith growth. It's perhaps the greatest cause of spiritual amnesia among Christians today. We are to add virtue to faith, courage, bravery, force, strength of mind and body. We are to add knowledge. If ever we needed knowledge, we need it now. With everything that's going on around us, you see what's happening, not just on the news. You see what's happening in the body of Christ today. You see what's happening in your neighborhood. We are to add temperance, self-control, self-resistance. We are to add patience. During this pandemic, nobody have patience no more. Everybody wants things to pop, 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 you know, like it's in a microwave. Nobody have patience no more. The saints of God that forgot about what patience are. They don't have patience to study. They don't have patience to pray. They don't have patience to wait on God to give them the answer to what they are asking for. They give it to him tonight and in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock, and if he ain't answered, they're ready to take it back and take it on. They know, no, you got to have some patience. See, you have had spiritual amnesia. You know, contentment, enduring. People don't want to endure no more. Forbearing. Long-suffering. That's in the word of God, you all. Through patience, we inherit the promise you'll find in James 5 and 11. We are to add godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. People have gotten so much with amnesia, they done forgot about brotherly love and kindness. You go into a store right now, you can't even find a clerk to help, and if you find one, they're so nasty to you if you're trying to find something. And I'm just using that example this morning on spiritual amnesia. Their brains have clogged up, fogged up. They get in the car driving, supposed to be going to work, and end up all the way in Halifax, New York somewhere. Their mind is gone. They're not concentrating on what God have called them to do. And when you think about that, none of these can be added without love. That's the key, love. People are not loving like they used to. It's a dog-eat-dog world today. God's church, others. You know, neglect of these things cause barrenness, idle. How many people you've seen is so idle? They have given up on life on account of the pandemic. They don't know what to do with all these shots. Should they take them or should not take them? Spiritual amnesia. They don't know if they go back in the building, stay out the building. They're not listening to what you say, to the God, what God is saying, not what you say, but what God is saying. They turn in a deaf ear to the word of God. We're talking about spiritual amnesia this morning. And it's simply a memory loss that you get sooner or later. And some people can have a brain freeze. And some people going into a coma. And when they come out, they don't even remember a thing. Some don't even remember their name. So you know about spiritually. So I want you all to think upon those lines today. Are you spiritual? Do you have spiritual amnesia? We all need to check ourselves. Not point the fingers at nobody else. Let's look in the mirror. Sit down and have a little talk with Jesus. And find about, let him know about all our trouble. And we know he will answer by and by. But don't be impatient just because he didn't answer your prayer last night or 4 days this morning. You wanted it answered by 12 today. No. Go to Jesus. Give it to him in prayer and leave it there. You don't have to keep bombarding Jesus with the same thing. You haven't gave him time to work with it. He's working on your behalf. He's trying to remove all that spiritual amnesia from you. He's trying to clear out the cobwebs on the inside of your brains that you have put there. He didn't put them there. you know, faithfulness, unfruitfulness, forgetfulness. How many times have you forgotten something? And I mean literally, you was in one room and you say, I'm going to the room and pick up my comb and brush. But by the time you get to the room, you got a brain freeze. You looking all around, what did I come in here for? That's the same way spiritual amnesia can slip up on you. And you don't have to be 60, 70, and 80 years old to have spiritual amnesia or just have amnesia. It's telling you it's a memory loss. And in a split second, people go in one direction, leave home, and when they find them, they're somewhere else. They don't even know how they got there because they had amnesia. Their mind had flipped, as they would say. So when you think about the cost of it, now we talked about the cause, C-A-U-S-E, the cause, C-O-S-T, and the cure. Well, the cost, C-O-S-T, cost you the joy of salvation. Hate, forgotten. David lost joy of his salvation. Salvation is designed to bring joy in all circumstances. You'll find that in 17 and 18. You can read those scriptures at your convenience. And you know the cost of joy of serving. The 70 returned with joy. Luke 10, you can read that. They served with joy because they were growing in grace and knowledge. When you think about that, my. Frederick, you didn't bring my Bible. When you think about spiritual amnesia, it happens to the best of us, me included. We all have had, if not right now, we have had spiritual amnesia. You know that scripture. You know where it's found. But the enemy will come in and plague your mind so that you go to say, well, wait a minute. I know that where that scripture was found. You done took with a spiritual amnesia. You can't even remember where it's at in the Bible. And you keep saying, well, Lord, I know I've read it. I know where it is. Why can't I find it right now? You know, when you think about that, and when I went back to David on the lost joy of salvation, I'm going to read you what the word said over in Psalms. Let me turn to it. It's in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. Psalms 51. And you can read along with me. That way you know I'm reading the right thing. I'm not giving you something that's not in the Word of God. Psalms 51 and 12 say, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. That's what David was saying. That just what he said, and he letting you know that you can take your joy, you can get your joy back. And salvation is designed to bring joy in all circumstances. In all circumstances. Not just some of you all, but in all circumstances. Today we're talking about spiritual amnesia. And I'm going to go over to Habakkuk, the third chapter, and read the 17th and the 18th verse. And the word of God say, although the fig tree shall not bloom, neither shall fruits be in the vine, the labor of the olive tree shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. My. When you read those scriptures and think about it, what God is saying, I'm going to go over to Proverbs. 2 Corinthians. Let's see what 2 Corinthians is saying. You can follow me along in your Bible if you have your Bibles handy. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and the 10th verse says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." My, 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 my. When you think about the cost, the joy of serving, you know, the 70 returned with joy. You'll find that in Luke 10. They served with joy because they was growing in grace and knowledge. And that way, when you start growing in the Word of God, you start picking up this Word every day, no matter what time of day it is or what time of night it is, you have found by reading about spiritual amnesia, about the cause, and the cure for it. You'll start saying about the joy of the Lord is your strength. You start thinking about maybe loved ones that may be still here or might be gone on. When you realize they had took with some form of disease of their brain cell where they couldn't remember, whether it was Alzheimer's, whether it was dementia. You didn't want to see them, couldn't remember who you was, didn't know where they were at, and their mind went back maybe to a childlike stage. And when you start thinking about how God has blessed us, and we so conveniently take with spiritual amnesia concerning the Word of God. You know, the cure for it is remember. Remember your conversion. Repent. Rededicate your life to God and to the things He has called you to. You know, we're so quick to say, point fingers at somebody else. But what are we doing about our spiritual amnesia? It's not the other fella, it's us. Let us look at us first. Let us look at what we should be doing. And I'm asking a question today. Those in computer land, those on the phone, do you have spiritual amnesia? Have you forgotten you was purged from sin? Or did you take amnesia? You went to God and asked Him to forgive you of everything you did and said. But then you realize, I've been had spiritual amnesia. I've been had a memory loss of things that God have called for me to do. I've been sidetracked. What do I do? And we all have passed that stage somewhere in life. Yes, ma'am, I'm on my broadcast. I'll call you back. Okay, babe. Bye-bye. And when you think about spiritual amnesia, I'm going to go over to James 5 and 11 and talking still about the joy and your salvation. Patience. James 5 and 11 say, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." Here they're telling you about endurance, like Job. You heard the patience of Job. Job had some patience. Job was going through a lot of things. But he just didn't take spiritual amnesia. People nowadays can conveniently forget, like I said earlier in my example. You went to the kitchen, or you went to your front door, or you were going to the mailbox. And by the time you got to one of those places, you had forgot what you went in there for. That's the same way spiritually, that we can take spiritual amnesia. God have already called you to do a thing, but you conveniently forget. You don't take the patience to wait on it. You want your prayers answered? Microwave. No, some things going to take longer. It's not for you, But God got to see, do you really want what you asking for? Are you really being patient? Do you really have the joy of the Lord that is your strength? Because, you know, are you denying the Lord? You know, it's so many factors when you think about spiritual amnesia. And that's why I give you a lot of scriptures. You can go back and read them for yourself so you know what the Lord is saying to you, to each individual. I'm going to go over to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and the 12th and the 13th verse. And it says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. And verse 13 say, But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ, suffering that when his glory shall be revealed, ye might be glad also with exceedingly joy. Here we're talking about that joy, that exceedingly joy. My, 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 my. You know, God is just so good. Let me give you some more scriptures that you can feast on in your prayer time. Let's go over to Acts. And it's going to be Acts, the 6th chapter, and verse 1. And in those days when the number of disciples was multiplied, there murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows was neglected in the daily ministration. Amnesia. Spiritual amnesia. And when you think about that, over in 2 Chronicles, let me turn over to that in case you don't have your Bibles right there with you. We're going to go to the 29th chapter and the 11th verse. Let's turn to that. And that verse says, And my son, be not now negligent, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him to serve him, and that you should minister unto him and burn incense. Here he's saying, don't neglect, for the Lord has chosen you. Don't neglect you all to do what God has called you to do. Don't neglect it. Don't take spiritual amnesia. We're finding so many people that have memory loss, and I don't mean just due to a sickness, but spiritual amnesia. Are you one of them today? Check yourself and see. Don't point fingers at nobody else. Say, do I have spiritual amnesia, Lord? Am I forgetful of the most important thing that you told me to do? That I conveniently didn't want to do it and I forgot it? It don't have to be medication that do it. We have to keep our mind sharp on the word of God. Like I said earlier, we may know a scripture front and back, and somebody call us on the phone and go to talking about the Bible, and they mention something, one or two words, and they say, I'm trying to find that in the Bible. All of a sudden, you take with spiritual amnesia. It ain't that you really wanted to take with it, but that means I know it's in there. I got to remember the chapter it's in. Just that quick, we done took with spiritual amnesia. No, we're not going to remember everything all the time. And like I said, spiritual amnesia don't have anything to do with age. Little children getting spiritual amnesia. They done studied for their test. They done studied in school. And when they get before the teacher and get before that test, and they look down, it's like Greek. I have taken amnesia. I know it. Why can't I recall it back in my brain to put it on this paper? We all have went through that. Not one person, but all of us have went through some type of spiritual amnesia spiritually when it comes to the word of God. So today for the broadcast, that was the broadcast today. Do you have spiritual amnesia? I only did it for 30 minutes today. And I want you to stay tuned because we're going to be coming on Zoom also. So if any of you all out there have some topics y'all would like to talk about, email me at joinpeacecdc or email me at sadie.aura@aol.com or sadieelliott47@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you all. I would love to do a program, and the name of it's going to be Joy and Peace, Women of Eternity. So I want y'all to come on and be a part of it. I'll be putting it out there what date we're going to start. Hopefully this next week. But if you have some good ideas that would help, even a name, if it's the Women of Eternity, just let me know. Text me or call me if you have my number. I thank each and every one of you all for coming to the line today. And just remember, do you know what amnesia is? And when you look in your dictionary, your Concordia or whatever, it is simply the memory loss sooner or later. People are losing their memory now at young ages. They don't remember things like they used to. And they could have been just did something and they done forgot it. So we all, from time to time, have had, through the Word of God, spiritual amnesia. So until next week, I want each one of you all to be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. If I had the tentacles and octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, be blessed. We will see you next week with another exciting topic from and through the Word of God with scriptures that you can go to at your convenience and reason. So until next week, be blessed. Love each one of you all. And thank you so much for coming on Blog Talk today. Hope to hear from you all soon. Bye-bye.